episode 166 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Ryan De La Rosa, and with me this week is Gabe Philbin.
I, too, am Ryan De La Rosa.
And Dylan Rausch.
I'm not Ryan De La Rosa.
He is not.
God,
but no. You can be, I guess. Maybe.
I just actually, I just get most of my ideas from Ryan. And then...
Yeah.
and then... Sometimes I think I'm Ryan De La Rosa, and then I'm like, no, no.
No, not today. Not today.
Oh, man. This bit didn't work out. Nobody knows what we're talking
from
about.
Me, and then they perpetuate the internet when people take them from you.
See, sometimes I, whenever I answer a phone call with hello, and people will be like, "Is that you, Ryan?"
No,
no, no.
And then they're really disappointed.
Yeah,
it's you instead.
Like, oh. I was looking.
They're really disappointed that it's not you because you never answer the phone that way. Beer man, beer. Brew man, brew.
Brew man, brew. Sorry, beer man, beer man, beer.
They're both things. So, what are you guys up to? What's going on?
It's been a bit.
It has.
Like, last week didn't happen because, like, some schedule issues and then Bloodborne came out, so. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that wasn't gonna happen.
That wasn't gonna fly in this zone.
Yeah.
It's still out.
It is still out.
It is, but some of us have already beaten it, and the others are almost at the end.
Yeah, I beat it. I'm on New Game Plus now.
You beat it already?
Yeah, Gabe beat it on
Thursday night.
Jeez.
Yeah, don't mess around.
Which is the best part. You're like, oh man, I don't have to work Friday. I'll be able to play Bloodborne all day. And then you still beat it Thursday?
Yeah. Well, because you could stay up, you know? You could stay up late.
No, I beat it at like 10 p.m.
Oh.
Like right after you left the call, right?
Friday is such a waste.
Well, I went to Comic-Con. That's why I took Friday off for Comic-Con.
Gotcha.
Which is what I did Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And that was exhausting.
ECCC?
Yeah, the E triple sec.
Did you find me anything?
I think Magnolia was there, but I didn't do anything about that. I just kind of walked by him. I was like, what's up?
You fucker. you son of a bitch.
I actually got comics this year at Comic-Con. Which is weird. I got my hands on a Spider-Gwen. And then 3 Marceline Gone Adrift comics. So that was nice. Rachel got me a Marceline graphic novel for my birthday. Or late birthday present. And then I got a canvas painting of Pearl from Steven Universe because that show is perfect.
Who?
And Pearl from Steven Universe.
Who?
I don't need to say it again.
You might.
I won't know what you're talking about.
And then Saturday saw Scott Pilgrim in theaters, and god damn it, that was great.
By the way, you didn't respond to me, Gabe, when you're like, I wonder who's up this late to insult me.
Which you were. I expected you to be.
I should have sent you like a hand drawn picture of a tornado, except the tornado was just poop.
Yeah, they had a showing of Scott Pilgrim in this giant movie theater, and that was pretty great. Originally, it was supposed to be like that Terminator thing Javi and I did last year, but Brandon Routh canceled. Pretty much everyone that did movies for Comic-Con canceled. They have like a 3 movie lineup at Cinerama, and each one of the people canceled except for Stan Lee. Shut up, dog outside. Go away.
Shut up, dog police.
Yeah.
It's not Ratchet this time.
Nope.
And
although he's trying.
So yeah, Scott Pilgrim's still just as good as ever. If you haven't watched that, you probably should. And then Sunday was WrestleMania, and oh my god, WrestleMania was so good. It had no right being as good as it was.
It sounded like it was going to be awful.
Yeah. But then, like, there was a good John Cena match, which
I know,
but it does, or it happened. Like, the worst, this dog, won't quit.
I can't hear it.
What would be worse, Gabe? Can. You like trying to talk about WrestleMania and then the background, I'm just like...
But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Went over to Dal's place and watched it with Javi, Derek, Serge, and Derek's girlfriend, Grace. And that was a lot of fun. Surprisingly good show. And that pretty much gets me caught up to now. Just Bloodborne and then that weekend that was exhausting. So who next? Because I didn't say anything about Bloodborne because we all have stuff to say about Bloodborne.
Yeah, we can get to that. We definitely do.
Yeah.
Let's see, did I play anything
else? I'm going to close my window.
I guess I play... Well... We never talked about Mario Party either, which is
a thing that we all played.
So since we last recorded, that came out, and I had some friends over from work, and we played Mario Party from about 7 p.m. till about 2:30 in the morning.
Jesus Christ!
it was quite the evening of Mario Party. So that was a lot. Like, it's still a fucking bullshit game, but
but it's a lot shorter now.
Yeah,
there's
each game is shorter.
The max time is just like 30 minutes, pretty much. Of like, it's just different stages, but the time is all the same for each one. There's just like an estimated time limit. You can't change the number of turns anymore, which is disappointing because we were gonna do a 50 turn gauntlet slaughter fest, but that's not an option.
Did y'all play every mode? Did y'all try every mode?
I don't think we might have done it. I think we did, actually. Yeah, we played for a while, so I think we got everything in there.
Yeah, the amiibo mode was cool, but annoying that you had to keep tapping the goddamn amiibo.
Oh, we did not do that.
We did not do amiibo.
We just hovered over the option so that it would say, amiibo!
Oh, yeah, I did that a lot, too.
Yeah.
No, that mode was okay. So it was cool because at the end of every round, you did play a mini game, so you didn't have to land on the mini game space.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's how Mario Party is, anyway.
Right, but that's not how it is in the normal game now.
Yeah.
Now you have to land on the versus space to do a mini game.
Oh yeah. Wait, sorry, I misheard you.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, and so in the amiibo mode, after everyone takes a turn, there's a mini game at the end of every round. Of turns. And so, but it's just, at least the ones we played were just, it was just a square board, but each quadrant had it was like themed after a certain game or character or something to that effect. And so we started out, I think, on the Bowser level, and then you could land on squares that would like let you swap out a quadrant. So I think by the end of it, we were playing on the Mario board or the Yoshi board or something along those lines. Or, you know, you might have one quadrant that's Yoshi while the other three are Bowser. You could, you know, swap it out as you went. It was kind of neat, except that at every turn, like when it was your turn, you had to tap your amiibo to roll your dice. You had to hold the amiibo on the sensor, and then let the dice would start like spinning, and then you'd pick it up, and it would toss the dice.
Amiibos are so terrible.
That was really annoying, especially considering like the way my living room was set. Like one of the guys was sitting like in a chair behind the couch, so somebody else kept having to touch the amiibo for it. So we only played that mode once. After that, we were like, we'll just play the others. I guess you played the regular Mario Party, which is just everyone in a train cart rolling around the board together.
Or submarine.
Yeah, or, you know, whatever the vehicle may be. it was kind of like whenever you'd cross, like, special items, it was just whoever's turn it was would get it, like, instead of everyone moving independently around the board, which is kind of lame. It seemed lazy.
I think I heard that Mario Party 9 was like that, too.
Yeah, it was, but it seems lazy. It seems like they just decided, like they got tired of designing boards. And said, you know what? We're just going to do this dumb
thing. Here's just a straight path for you.
Yeah, y'all just follow this, and so that was kind of lame, but it was still fun. Like, we all had a lot of fun. We all drank a lot. We played Bowser mode. I don't really remember it. I don't remember who played as Bowser either. Which is, for anyone who hasn't played, it's a five-player, like, the normal game is four-player. Bowser mode is five-player, where one person holds the big tablet controller, and they're Bowser the whole time. And, like, every mini-game is everyone against Bowser, and he, like, has a different... He can see different things and, like, manipulate the board in ways to, like, help defeat all the players. So yeah, it was
Yeah, Bowser mode was pretty great.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
And it's five people, so that's
yeah. That's yeah, nice I remember playing some of the games. I just don't remember specific, like, I know I wasn't Bowser. I remember playing some of the games. And actually in Amiibo mode, the Bowser board, if you use the Bowser board, every end of round game is a Bowser game. So and I don't know if it was because you were playing the Bowser board or because we were playing the Bowser board and we also used the Bowser Amiibo. So, like, yeah, whoever had the Bowser Amiibo was Bowser at the end of every turn and played a Bowser game. Yeah, okay. It was kind of weird. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, like, Mario Party is just another great showing of how Nintendo has no idea what the hell to do with Amiibos.
Yeah. Yeah, just touch the board, roll some dice.
I think we expressed this last week. I just hate Amiibos.
Yeah, they're pretty terrible.
And they just bring out the worst in everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, this reminds me. Speaking of
bringing out the worst in people.
No, just Amiibos. I meant to take a picture and tweet this, and I will later. I just need to remember to do it. Steven Haverman. At the Geeky Husband on Twitter, sent me a limited edition Gold Mario Amiibo, and that was really nice of him. So if you're listening, Steven, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. That was really awesome of you. I as little as there is to do with the Amiibo in a game, they are kind of neat, and I do kind of like collecting them, and that's one that will stay in the box and up on the shelf. So again, thank you. That was really cool of him.
Cool. Enough Mario Party talk.
Yeah. Other than that, I flew around in Elite Dangerous some more. I took a long journey I pointed towards the center of the universe and just started making jumps.
I need to go back to playing that. I just...
Yeah. Yeah, I need more people to play with, because, like, the coolest new addition is the wings, you know, so we can all group together, and I'm the only one that has been playing. So,
because, like, I finally got a combat ship.
Yeah. Well, like, Fozzie and Sean played with me for, like, two nights, and then, you know, it's been, like, 3 weeks since then, and no one's played again except me.
Take the hint.
I just pointed my ship towards the center of the galaxy and started jumping, and there were several systems where I was the first person to visit them, so that was kind of neat. I mean, I guess it's kind of cool because the game is, like, there's so many stars and so many places to go that even with as many people as are playing it, and everything, even if you get instanced out of into a different server, but just a different instance of the game, everything meshes at the end. So, like, if you discover something in private play, it will still translate onto the main server, and you will still be the person who discovered it. But I've been playing in open play. It's kind of crazy. There's just so much out there that it is... even at this point, still very feasible that you were the first person to stumble into a particular system. Other than that, yeah, Mario Party, that, and then Bloodborne, but we can, like you said, we can come back to that, and so...
Yeah, Dylan, what's you?
What are you doing?
Just a few things. I was gone out of town over the weekend, so no games over the weekend. I think I played Bloodborne for like 2 hours last night. The other thing I've been playing was Pillars of Eternity. And I haven't got a lot of time to play that either.
So that's Baldur's Gate, right?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. It's from Obsidian. So the old Black Isle guys. I'm looking forward to getting more into it. I haven't gotten far enough to really. I'm an hour in, so I have no opinion. I do like that style of game though, so I'm happy about it so far. It looks promising, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, Bloodborne's the only other thing I've played.
So let's talk Bloodborne.
I guess we can.
Get
your asses to Bloodborneo.
Yes. Doo-doo.
So Gabe is clearly the furthest, because he beat it.
Yeah, I'm done with Bloodborne, and I'm on New Game Plus now. I've lapped Ryan at this point, for sure.
Probably, yeah.
But, like, Bloodborne kind of just reminds you about, or, like, it reminds you how disappointing, like, all the bosses in Dark Souls 2 were. Like, Dark Souls 2...
By also being disappointing, or by being better?
No, by being better. Or, remind is probably the wrong word there. Just, like, of showing. Like, showcasing Dark Souls 2 lack of originality with their bosses. Like, Dark Souls 2 was just essentially, like, how big is this humanoid? And it also has a sword or an axe in one hand. And it's going to do an overhead tracking attack on you at some point during the fight. But in Bloodborne, like, there are like, bosses designed around, like...
They swipe, like, horizontal, and they go, like, fucking crazy.
Like, they're designed around, like, what is it, adds, like, additional enemy sources. And, like, just dealing with them that, like, instead of the main boss. And there's also, like, a really great fight that kind of, like, unfolds as it keeps going of, like, adding, like, another layer of, like, oh, wait, this is pretty easy. And then still thinking it's kind of easy after that. Then it's like, oh, wait, oh, man, this is, like, getting tougher now. like, just changing it up, like, mid-fight. It does that a lot better than Dark Souls 2.
I think the bosses are better.
Yeah, and so, like, one of the things about Dark Souls 2 that it was, like, unintentionally difficult was that it kind of used the combat system wrong. Of Dark Souls' combat was really good for, like, 1v1, but
they would, like, throw in...
Yeah, they would, like, throw in a ton of enemies. But now Bloodborne throws in a ton of enemies, but designs the combat around a shit ton of enemies. So, like, everything will stagger a lot simpler, like, with one hit or two, depending on what move you're... Or what, weapon you're using. So.
What the fuck? I'm watching wrestling and this woman just used her butt as an attack.
It was like a butt... It was like a butt clothesline.
Weird.
Yeah. Wrestling's weird, people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Bloodborne's combat system is just really, really interesting. Since it just, like, I almost feel like going into Bloodborne without playing, like, a Souls game too much beforehand would work. Like, almost
that's
kind of
what
fine.
That's how I
because
am tackling it.
Like, Souls games kind of make you, like, if you get hit, like, your, like, initial, like, thought process, oh, back up, and then heal. But in Bloodborne, you get hit, and it's like, you have to run back into their face and hit them back to heal up.
Yeah, because they come after you if you try to...
Well, it's not just that, but you can get your health back after you get hit for, like, that short period of time.
Right.
Bloodborne seems to be all about the correct spacing.
Hmm.
If you get too...
Yeah, because it's really easy to get too close and start whiffing.
Exactly. You think that you're like, I have to get super close to hit them. When you've got a lot of fucking range with some of these weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had that problem several times where you start really wailing on somebody and you're like, oh shit, gotta get back!
Yeah, I'm starting to learn that with the axe's transformed mode.
Yeah.
Because it has really long reach. Deceptively long reach.
Yeah, that's what's kind of cool about the two weapon forms. I don't know if that's a new thing or
that's something new.
Okay, yeah, having the two
weapon
forms.
There's not as many weapons, it seems, but yeah. the weapons have, like, better and more detailed move sets to each.
Yeah, so
yeah,
there's,
like, a long-range sweeping kind of move, and then you're, like, normal up-close
type of... The way I kind of view the weapons in this game is, it's like, if Dark Souls is... if Dark Souls' weapons is like a Street Fighter fighting lineup, then Bloodborne's more like Blaze Blue or the new Guilty Gear had a smaller lineup too of like just it has like 12 characters, but they're all insanely different. Whereas Street Fighter has like 40, but a lot of them are pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, the different, like, Dark Souls will have, like, four different great swords that all kind of do the same thing.
And now there's less stats to deal with. Like, they they streamlined that a lot. They also made it so you don't have to level up your armor anymore, which is also nice. So, because that way you can just, like, change out your armor for whatever is, like, best for the situation. Like, if there's a lot of poison damage or if there's, like, some frenzy that you have to deal with. So it's just, item-wise, it feels a lot less, committing than before. But if you look at Dark Souls 2 or Dark Souls 1, in Dark Souls 1, there was, like, one item that let you reskill everything. In Dark Souls 2, there was a whole lot of them, and some people didn't like that, but I haven't found anything like that in, Bloodborne.
See, actually like that. I liked being able to,
Yeah, and I think being able to reskill is good.
I think I wish it was in this.
Yeah, I can see that. It's just like, they kind of did like, the way I see it is they made a trade-off of, you don't commit so much to your items as you do your, stats.
Right.
And which can be real tough with, just like newcomers who aren't familiar with, like, what those stats mean or what kind of, like, play stuff.
I better pump nothing but endurance. Oh no.
It does tell you what all those stats do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, you don't necessarily know how they translate into game.
It told you what stats did in Dark Souls 2, yet there were still stats that were almost worthless to level up.
But there are no, like, worthless stats now. Like, they're a lot fewer, and easier to know what they are.
Unless you plan on throwing a lot of Molotovs, or you have fire damage really early in the game.
You know, Arcane, they're like spells and stuff, like spell items.
Yeah, but not till quite a bit later. I mean, the Molotov's damage is affected by Arcane, but I mean, that doesn't...
Those things hurt.
Yeah, they do, and they hurt more if you level up Arcane, but they're still consumable items.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another, like, I think, okay, so a huge thing we didn't talk about is how there's no more shields.
That
gun.
Is a lie.
That's,
oh, sorry.
Yeah, there are shields.
There is a shield.
There is a single shield.
A
shield.
I don't think it's useful at all.
No, it's, the description of it pretty much tells you not to use it.
It's all right. My favorite weapon in the game is the cannon.
I like the guns. I dig the guns.
Those the guns are great.
Later on, Ryan, there's a literal cannon that you like you hold and it takes up 10 bullets to fire at once. I want to use that with the pile bunker.
It's real dumb.
That with the pile bunker or the wheel?
Yeah, the guns are nice now. Like I don't know what the equivalent was the old games, but. Like, there's some dudes early on in that game that are, like, kind of scary that walk around with a giant brick. And as soon as you learn how to use the gun on them, you can one-hit them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're done in one shot.
Those it's enemies, awesome. I think, are there specifically to teach you how to parry.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. So it's a nice addition. Plus, it just looks cool when you fire from the hip like that and then rip their heart out, like... Pretty badass.
See, I relied on that countering system pretty heavily in the first half of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But yeah, Bloodborne, pretty damn good.
pretty fun. It's definitely
I won't spoil it, but pile as much insight as possible.
Is that what makes things get all weird?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this game gets real weird.
The more insight you have, the more the environment changes.
You don't even need insight. Like, this game just gets real weird.
Yeah.
But I won't spoil what it changes, but let's just say like some of the enemies change and some of the environment gets all fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's already kind of weird without that.
Yeah.
Without that happening.
It didn't need a whole lot of help to get weirder.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not super far. I got to the second boss last night and just gave him a couple of attempts.
I find that bed, so. online, the second boss seems to be what gives everyone the most trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He's a little wily.
Yeah, it's a real good test of how familiar you are with the mechanics.
I won't go into it. Last time I did, Devin got mad.
It's just like you need to learn like what like space, like what kind of like timing you need for a counter shot with your gun.
That game is, I mean, that boss fight is entirely about counter.
Yeah.
Really? Because I couldn't like he like it would.
He has really, really telegraphed attacks.
Yeah, but also whenever I'd hit him with when I hit it with it, it sure didn't do much to him.
That's the point. Isn't to damage him; it's to get him on his knees so you can do the counter attack.
Right, but it wouldn't. It didn't seem to do that either. Like I would hit him, and he'd kind of like flinch and then just wail.
But it'll make a noise if you get the counter shot right. It'll make like a dramatic noise, and he'll drop to his knees. Okay. And then you walk up to him and hit R1, and then you like stab him in the face.
Yeah, I did that boss fight entirely on the counterattacks. And it took five counterattacks to kill him, with no other normal attacks in between.
Gotcha.
Because I wanted to save all my endurance for dodging.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not even gonna bother attacking him. I'm just gonna roll. Oh, there's the attack I can counter. Shotgun him. So I was specifically waiting for the attack that I knew the timing of.
Yeah.
And the two that I remember most were extremely telegraphed.
Yeah. Well, while we were away, some pretty big stuff happened. So.
Like what?
Like Kojima.
Is he all right?
Don't worry, I am alright. Kojima is no longer with Konami. And, well, he is no longer directly affiliated with Konami. He is finishing Metal Gear Solid 5 as a contractor, along with the rest of the higher-ups executives at Kojima Productions. Kojima
you
Productions
mean
has
Metal
been...
Metal Gear Solid 5, that not Kojima product?
Yeah, it has now been removed as a Hideo Kojima game.
I don't know why you would remove that. It is his game.
Well, like, it's just, like, they don't want... Like, Konami isn't labeling things Hideo Kojima anymore.
So what
because...
you're saying is, after this game, any more Metal Gears are them just trying to milk it?
And they have started hiring for future Metal Gear games.
Okay, well, I feel like without unless Kojima's at the helm, I'm probably not terribly interested.
I just want Metal Gear to stop. Feel like Kojima has wanted it to stop for a while. Too.
This is how many times he has said this is I'm not making another Metal Gear.
I think Kotaku did an article about it, and it was like 11 or something. It's like they found like 11 in different interviews where he said that he was done with Metal Gear. He wanted to stop making Metal Gear.
I really would like to see maybe something new from him, or even what was the police one?
Police Knots?
No, he didn't do Police Knots, did he?
Didn't he? Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, Police Knots is him.
Okay, and then the other one started with the S.
No idea.
Yes, you do.
I feel like I don't.
I bet you do.
He's got that robot game.
Snatcher.
Oh, okay, Snatcher.
Snatcher is what I was thinking of. Which is, I believe, in the same... universe as Zone of the Ender. I mean, not Zone of the Ender. Police Knots.
Kojima, you're so confusing. But this also... this has led to is Silent Hills is kind of up in the air right now of what the hell is happening with that.
It's alright. Guillermo del Toro will take over completely.
poor Guillermo del Toro just can't get a video game made. poor bastard. But... Yeah, so Kojima Productions LA, or the production studio in LA has been renamed to like Konami, I think Konami Studios LA, so Koji Pro is gone.
See, I don't like it, but...
I mean, I kind of like this, because now, like, Konami's terrible. Yeah, Konami's awful.
You'd rather see him go off on his own.
Yeah, and like see what he can do away from Konami.
Maybe he'll do movies.
Please no. If there is one thing Kojima should not do, it's movies. Good God. Didn't he try that? Didn't he make a movie?
I don't know.
Javi, I forget the name of it, but Javi was telling me about that. Like he directed something and he said it was not great. Oh, Kojima, you're an enigma.
But 90% of his body is movies.
Yeah, all future Metal Gear games are just gonna be the same thing, but with less codec calls talking about the movie they watched that one week.
Neat.
Metal Gear Solid 5 has been... They've said multiple times and reassured that Metal Gear Solid 5 is still being... worked on by Kojima and all the same people. It's just, after this, they will no longer be affiliated. Just, like, really, like... Kojima's been there 30 years now. And he's, like, all Konami's got going for them. Like, I guess
they
got, like...
They got plenty of series to ruin, like they ruined Castlevania.
Well, they got, like, casino games or something? I don't know.
I don't know, but they ruined Castlevania.
And Castlevania's been dead since
the first they one. Ruined it. And it wasn't even Lords of Shadow that ruined it.
Castlevania was in a downward spiral since people started saying that Super Castlevania 4 was the best one, because they're wrong.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Gabe.
Well, he told you.
You don't even like them.
I like the first one. Because it's the best.
I hate you. I dislike you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that.
That's nothing new.
But in other big news, Nintendo is making games for mobile now. They've partnered with DNA to bring some mobile games out.
Which is spelled Dina.
Yeah, Dina. Nintendo...
Are they that company that's behind like the Transformers games?
No, they're a mobile company. They're
mobile Transformers games.
They're like a service provider in Japan.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure, unless like I cult. This is a while ago, so I might like remember things wrong. But like they're not like one of the like top providers. They're like, I think maybe like bottom 10, something like that.
Huh.
So like they're not crazy popular. So it's like, oh, that's a little strange, Nintendo to go for that. But so Nintendo said they're not remaking games, but they will make games specifically for mobile platforms. So, like, Mario, Zelda, all their franchises, Donkey Kong.
Didn't they already kind of delve into this with that Pokemon, like, that has microtransactions?
Yeah, that, like, Candy Crush clone. Yeah, and, like, that's like, kind of testing the waters, I guess.
I feel like that's, like, that's the breadth of what we get.
Yeah. So, I imagine it won't be far off from that. But Nintendo, just to make sure nobody else... Nobody, like, freaked out of saying that Nintendo's out of the console game. They're like, we are already working on our new console, and we'll talk about it next year. And it's called the NX right now.
Nintendo X?
Nintendo Extreme.
Ah, no!
Comes with so much Mountain Dew!
But, the way they talked about this console, like, the mobile games, whatever. Like, I don't really get into games on phones. I've tried, and they just don't stick.
Yeah, I can't.
But, like, this next console, Iwata said that, like, it will, like, revolutionize the way you play. And, like, that's not what I want Nintendo to do anymore. Like, they've tried that. Like, they struck, like, they caught lightning in a bottle with the Wii. And they should just, like, ride on that, like, that cash coattail and do something interesting instead.
I'm really curious what this next system would be. Cartridges. I mean, this seems like a little offshoot, like, okay, this is just something we'll do, sure. Like, I don't think it's going to be a big focus, but
the,
like,
mobile games?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So if they're going to make a new console, like, I'm really curious which route they're going to go. I'm really curious if they're finally going to go that route we hoped they would, where they actually, like, make a powerful system. Make a traditional type system, like, and see what they can do with that. I don't know. At this point, that actually seems more risky than doing another gimmicky thing. they should have done it with the Wii instead of the Wii U. That was their opportunity.
Yeah, this is really bad timing because it's right in the middle of these other two.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's only been a year, I guess. Next year will be year two of a likely 10-year cycle, yes. So who knows?
This is really poor timing, I feel.
Well, what else are they going to do with the Wii U? Like, they've tried. People aren't biting.
They've conquered gaming with the Wii U, what do they have left?
I said they tried. Like, they didn't do a great job, but, like, there are games out there that are, like, really good, but, like, no one is buying a Wii U anyway because, like, they fucked up the launch so bad. And not even the launch, the pre-launch. Like, everything about the Wii U's, like start was just terrible.
Yeah.
It was a really poor start. It took them a while. It was as bad as the PS3's start.
Well, like, people knew what the PS3 was. They just didn't want to get it.
The Wii U, people... Because it was expensive. That was the difference, was it was a lot more expensive.
Yeah, and the Wii U, people don't know what it is. Like, they marketed it as a controller. Like, for over a year.
Yeah, they just kept not showing the console.
Like... And if you're going to just show an image of the controller and no console, and it's just called the Wii U, that sounds just like an expansion. Yeah.
Almost the same name.
Yeah. Like, they should just, like, move away from the Wii name and...
I'm hoping they just go with the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, I remember there was...
Just bring back the NES.
Yeah, I think there was talk about that before the Wii U came out, too. Like, hoping that would be a thing, but...
The NES 1-4.
Because, like, now is a lot more, like, fitting.
Yeah, I mean, I really wouldn't mind just, like, a literally nothing that a system that has, like, no real, like, bells and whistles. That it just plays games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, that'd be pretty boss. It's just going to be a question of...
I don't give a shit about movies on my fucking Xbox, PlayStation. Okay, that's cool.
Even if it does that, it's going to be, can they get any third-party support? Is it too late? Like, have those relationships been severed? Like, is it going to be too late to try and get in that game by finally giving them something they can work with?
That'd be foolish to say it's too late, because that literally all it does is provide... If they make it, like, a competitive, like, spec system...
Mm-hmm.
Then you're only hurting yourself by denying yourself those sales.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the other thing. Well, also, they're going to have to get it into homes, because that's going to be another trick. Like, people just bought... Well, some people just bought a Wii U. Like, a few people bought a Wii U. So, like...
Maybe a dozen.
Because that's the problem the Wii U had, is that, you know, like that whole Rayman thing back in the day where... They delayed it because they're like, well, yeah, we're making a game for you, but you also have, like, no one has your system. So what are we going to, who's going to buy the game when they don't have the thing to play it on, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and Nintendo, I feel like they do need to get another console out, because, like, they're not going to catch up at this point. Like, the games have come out that would have figuratively, or, like, ideally given them a big bump. Like, the Mario Kart came out, Smash Bros. Came out, and they're still being, like, wrecked. So.
Yeah.
And I don't even feel like they need third-party support so much as they just need to do better at, like, do more first-party stuff. Like, they made so much money with the Wii, and I don't really know what they did with it. Because they sure didn't invest it in people who can do online infrastructure.
No.
So.
That is not a thing that they have.
Nope. But we'll see how that pans out. I don't know the timetable for their mobile games, but maybe they'll... they said they'd talk about NX next year, so they probably won't hear about it at E3. It was just like
I would prefer they take their time on doing anything.
Well, they said they did it as... They announced it as a, like, confirmation that they aren't getting out of console games.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, It's like, I imagine it's nowhere close to being actualized, but we'll see. We'll see where things go from here. Tune in again in a year. See where we're at. And then also in Nintendo news, Zelda Wii U is no longer slated for 2015. No
what
word.
What is not?
Zelda Wii U, or the Wii U Zelda game.
Right.
Because I don't think it still doesn't have a title.
Zelda games always kind of took a long time to come out.
Yeah, but this kind of just adds to the 2015 games that are no longer coming out in 2015.
I think I've got enough on my plate, I think, this year that I'm going to be good.
Well, like, remember when 2014 was the...
You said the same thing about 2014. I was like, oh, yeah, enough games are coming out in 2014.
Well, no. Like, everything got delayed
to 2015.
Yeah.
And now everything from 2015 is being... Yeah. And we're saying literally the exact same thing, where I was like, I've got so many games, Destiny, and...
Destiny.
You poor thing. We know how that went.
I'm so sorry.
But Destiny.
Also, like 2014, we have more freaking remasters coming out.
Oh boy!
The Devil May Cry one, I'm really looking forward to.
How about God of War 3?
I'm not interested in that.
Oh boy!
I'm not at all.
Who's excited for any more God of War games?
People who only have a PlayStation. So they have to be like, yeah, we got good games. Look at all these exclusives that we're getting.
Max good, I swear.
So, your only good exclusive so far is Bloodborne.
Yeah, but I wonder when this remastered trend slows down, because apparently the Arkham games are getting remastered editions too. That's a rumor too.
That's silly.
So God of War 3 remastered's coming July 17th. I can only imagine this is a, like, prep people for another God of War game.
Oh, no.
Yay.
I see. Actually, the ending of 3 kind of tied it up neatly, so that I don't have to ever buy another one again.
Like,
I don't want to buy another one.
The only way I would be interested in God of War is if it wasn't Greek anymore.
And it wasn't Kratos.
No more Kratos. Like, do something, I don't know, like, interesting with the main character instead of just being like a
Let's have a game take place in Egypt. The Egyptian pantheon's pretty cool.
Yeah, like that could work. You know, there's a lot of other mythologies out there than Greek, and
Egyptian weapons are cool too. They got those curved swords.
We've gotten 6 games about Greek mythology with one fucko.
Yeah,
so.
maybe they'll get a hold of 2 human. And
When's the 2 human remastered coming out?
Get that Norse mythology going.
I'd rather see a 2 human 2.
2 human taken too soon.
No, 2 human 2. And the second 2 has to be TOO as well.
Yep.
Or the first 2 has to be the letter 2.
there's a lot that they can do with it. So please make it happen.
Or just
somehow.
Name the game. Don't even put a letter at the end. Just name the game 2 human and just have it be 2, like the number.
Yeah.
Too fast, 2 human.
Come on. Silicon Knights?
Yeah, they're still a thing, right?
Yep.
Isn't that who made that game?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. They're totally
but
not
I don't
dissolved.
Think they exist anymore.
Yeah, and
they owe Epic everything.
Yeah.
All right, Epic, you own the.
Epic doesn't make games anymore. They're in like weird engine limbo with Unreal 4 because no one's really using Unreal 4. Using Unity.
Which is funny, because I see Unreal Engine 4 is being made, and Unreal Tournament, mm-hmm. a new one, is being made to showcase it.
But it's running on Source 2.
Oh!
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Unreal Tournament was going to be like a free-to-play game.
Yeah, I think it's playable now. Like it's
if
the
you're
pre
beta,
alpha of it.
Or alpha, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean that's pretty neato that there it's the Unreal games were basically just to showcase the engine.
Yeah. And usually, I think in the past, like, Unreal Engines didn't, like, weren't, before they weren't given out to other people until, like, Epic made their game, right? Like, no one used Unreal 3 until Gears of War 3, or Gears of War came out, if I remember correctly.
I wouldn't know.
But they didn't make that approach with Unreal 4, but they kind of tried to make, like, Unreal 4 easy for indies, but indies use Unity and, Unity. Like, Unity's blowing up like crazy. But moving on from that. Remember Drive Club?
No, the game that failed?
Yeah, still not doing
did they
too
fix
great.
It? Did they fix
oh, apparently it's better now. Like, the game itself, what I've heard, was never, like, anything to write home about, but, like, apparently the network is better now, which is maybe the same state as Master Chief Collection. I gave up trying to keep track of the Master Chief Collection.
What a disastrous year for
yeah,
just getting shit to work.
But Drive
for
Club,
netcode.
Drive Club, apparently half the studio was laid off, which is pretty unfortunate. Like, this kind of issue, like, apparently it wasn't in, like, the beta or anything, so it was just a really, like, entwined issue with the game that took so long to fix. And
God, just the design of the game was reliant on this shit that wasn't working.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that they never got, like, that PlayStation Plus version out, and just, you know, it sucks to see.
Wait, that one's still not out?
Yeah, and there was an interview that was, like, we can't, like, guarantee that this will happen still. That's, like, essentially what you said. That's not an exact quote or anything.
See, I remember they had a really weird pricing plan, and then they're like, don't worry, PlayStation Plus will get the base game for free.
Mm.
And then...
Well, and then after that, the game got delayed because it was, like, being brought back to, like, groundwork or something.
Maybe
then it finally came out, and...
More.
Finally came out and still didn't, like, just didn't work. And yeah, it's just unfortunate that half the studio lost their jobs. That just sucks.
It might not even been a fault of, like, the programmers. It could have been a fucking top end issue. And
yeah.
Of course they'll have their jobs.
Yeah.
It's just that was a disaster.
Yeah.
Which is, I was interested mostly because I really like racing games, mm-hmm. and what the fuck do we have on the PlayStation right now?
Yeah, nothing. Like, this was supposed to be a launch game, and I remember when they first showed it off, like, it looked like insanely good, but, you know, it just didn't come together right.
If I wish, it makes me wish I had an Xbox so I can play Forza.
Yeah, didn't Forza just come out with their Fast and Furious pack?
Yeah.
Jeez, that sounds great. That sounds so great.
Yeah, Forza works. I thought about, I think my roommate has an Xbox, so maybe I'll buy Forza and play it on hers.
Well, the last bit I got here is Arkham Knight got a very slight delay. Originally supposed to come out, like, June 1st or 2nd, something along those lines. Now it's June 23rd.
Ooh.
So, man, things must be crazy over there. I bet that game's terrible.
Probably.
But yeah, that's all the news we got, peeps.
So did we get any questions?
We
this week?
Did.
Did we have some email?
We did and do. I know Justin wrote in to Facebook, and he...
Does he know how to post videos?
That's what I was going to ask, Ryan. Does he know how to post videos?
Well, he knows how to post comments, so that's what he did.
That's not good enough.
He asked thoughts on WrestleMania, and I was the only one that watched it, but...
I got clips of it, that's about it.
WrestleMania, as I said, was surprisingly good. The worst part of it was the... I think everyone kind of knew it would be the worst part. The
old
Sting,
man match?
Yeah, the old man match of Sting and Triple H, where it got, like, cute when Hulk Hogan and the rest of, like, NWO came out, and,
D-Generation... Oh, a bunch of geriatrics are coming out to the ring.
Yeah, and then D-Generation X came out, and they started slapping each other, and it's like, dear God, what is happening?
I'm X-Pac. My thing is, I'm X-Pac.
Yeah, pretty much. But, the one great, great moment of that match, Shawn Michaels came up too. And that was cool. He gave a little sweet chin music to Sting.
But he has no knees left.
that was the only thing he did.
he gave one kick and he's like, yeah. All right, guys, I gotta go and ice my knees.
I'm out.
He gave his last knee effort. But like the Cena match was like actually entertaining, which is astounding. The Seth Rollins Randy Orton match was great. Had like the best RKO the world has ever seen. And then the title match went,
what is an RKO?
It's his signature move.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the Stone Cold Stunner? Because I guess it's a little similar.
It's
to
the same
that.
Fucking thing.
It's a little
the
similar.
The answer is no.
No. Oh, okay.
Come on, well, I can show you. Like you, Ryan.
I can show you some videos at this.
Oh, boy. Please do that.
Yeah, I will.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, and then the title match that everybody was like just dreading because it's two people don't care about. Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar got saved. And it was actually pretty great. Could hear Brock Lesnar say, "Suplex City, bitch," in the middle of the fight.
Way to go off script.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. The Rock showed up, and like that might have been the highlight. The Rock, and he got Ronda Rousey in the ring, and Ronda Rousey flipped Triple H. It was beautiful. It was just a lot of fun. So yeah, there's thoughts on WrestleMania. Surprisingly good.
I didn't watch it.
By the way, Triple H.
I don't know if anyone figured that out.
If everybody remembers years ago, Triple H came out in that whole like gold skull setup. He had like shoulder pads and a crown on and a gold skull mask on.
Oh my
on.
God.
But all last night he came in like a cyborg fucking getup.
The fucking Terminator.
It was the same thing except it had the red Terminator eye.
Oh man.
He's fucking. It was something else, man.
Yeah.
Dumb.
And then Rusev came out in a tank. Alright, Prototype. Space Jam or Kazam? Space Jam. Like, that's not even close.
Yeah.
I like Space Jam. By far. Or Kazam, but Space Jam.
There's no Space Jam.
Come on. Will any of
you... I didn't make a special trip to Best Buy just to buy Kazam on Blu-ray.
Yeah, please.
I did do that.
I don't have the Kazam soundtrack on vinyl.
Yeah. I mean, what do you have? I Am Kazam? That's like the only song there. Space Jam has got Space Jam. I Believe I Can Fly.
Hit 'em High. The list goes on.
Something else, I'm sure.
It's just Quad City DJs on loop.
You ain't never had a friend like me. That was Aladdin. Which is another genie movie.
All right, Prototype. Will any of you guys buy Halo 5? I feel like I will, but I don't know.
I need an Xbox if I'm going to do that.
I played the beta and I was not sold like at
the
all.
The answer is yes, I will.
I'll await maybe they'll finally realize that PC is the thing. I didn't think they will. I think I'll be waiting a long, long time for that.
You got Halo 2.
On Vista.
Does it not work on 7?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever tried.
Thoughts on Miles Morales joining the Avengers in the comics? So yeah, Avengers got like a whole new lineup. So it's like, I think it's like Falcon is Captain America, Miles Morales is Spider-Man, they've got Lady Thor, I forget the rest, those are the only ones I remember.
Just a quick sidebar, at this Bieber roast, they put Shaquille O'Neal sitting next to Kevin Hart, and it looks like a regular-sized man sitting next to a baby. It's pretty hilarious.
I really hope he starts cradling him.
He could! You should turn this on, it's fucking ridiculous.
I was quoting Kevin Hart.
Don't do that. Never That's what you should Kevin never Hart. Do.
Will you, so, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm interested in this new Avengers lineup. Seems pretty cool. I didn't buy any Marvel comic, or I guess I got Spider-Gwen, so that counts. At Comic-Con, I was looking out for Batgirl, but I did not find any. But I'm looking forward to reading Spider-Gwen.
I don't give a shit.
Thinking for a bit, and then
I was like, oh, how do I answer this?
Do I care?
How do I answer this? I know how to answer. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I'm not much of a. I don't read a lot of comics, but I picked up some in hopes
superhero
of
superhero comics. So. Don't appeal to me at all anymore.
Yeah, I was pretty sure everyone else. Everyone already knew my feelings on that, so probably
you love him.
Didn't need to answer.
You might catch me watching like a horror one, like Hellboy, but
yeah.
All right. Will you buy Silent Hills if Kojima is off the project?
I might not have bought it if he's on the
project. Depends on how it looks.
Yeah,
if it's still a lot like the game that or the demo that we played, then I would probably buy it.
So the
question is, how much of it? What was it gonna like? How is this game gonna be? How's it gonna play? Is it gonna be first person, or is it gonna go back to the traditional Silent Hill?
Yeah, so Silent Hills has been like radio silent for a long time. So just. Like, the status of that whole project is very ambiguous at this point. If Kojima's not there, like, I don't really know what his involvement in PT was. Or, like, if he had much at all. Or if he was just working on Silent Hills. But, you know, it just depends on how it looks. I remember the last trailer we saw, I think, at, like, TGS, showed stuff that I was not really a fan of. It showed, like, you know, let's make things gross for the sake of being gross to try to creep people out. When I just want to like be, I want to like be creeped out by like uncanny, like just very like it's like slow building, not like leaning on the crutch of just making it look gross. If that makes sense, like I would like it to be weird and unsettling, like that one bit from The Shining. Where he's like looking around, like all the hotel rooms, and he just like looks into one, and there's like a bear giving a blowjob to a guy on a bed. Like that's kind of the weird, like bizarre shit I want to see in Silent Hills. Maybe not like cut and paste that, but like a similar gist to that. Not just like, oh man, look how bloody this is. I don't want it to be gore porn of any sort.
I really liked how PT ended up, so I would like to see more of. But though I do like the freaky monsters that are in Silent Hill.
Yeah, like I think like old Silent Hill games have good monsters and monster designs. Like the nurses are great, but like what happened in Silent Hills trailer was like somebody like throwing up bugs and blood and like
this. So you're hoping it's not gore porn, but here's a. Aborted fetus in a sink.
That's not. That's like, yeah. I don't know. Like that's more creepy to me than like. Yeah, I get. Yeah, I guess. I get, yeah. All right. I don't know. I don't consider that like gore porn really because it's not like gore porn to me is like slashing shit up like. Entrails pouring out.
I was gonna say, isn't that basically what Saw was?
Yeah, like Saw and Hostel, like those sorts of things.
I don't really like gore very much anymore.
In PT, you can hear it, but you don't see it, so like you kind of like imagine it yourself, and it's a lot better that way. I think.
Yeah, I appreciate like cheesy gore, like people's heads exploding, from like a movie in the '80s, yeah.
Like a Tarantino thing.
Yeah, like a Tarantino thing, or like original Predator thing.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. Yeah. That's the shit that's like in the early 2000s, that's
Yeah, like if what you're selling only has like a gross factor to it, like just like you're hoping to gross people out and there's nothing else going on, like I don't care about that.
Yeah. See, I'm weird. Like the scene in Friday the 13th where he like sticks a fucking flare in the guy's mouth. It's just it's hilarious. More than gory.
Alright, do you think that the Spectacular Spider-Man theme song will be in the movie? I have no fucking idea.
He was probably really hoping Javi was here.
Yeah, Spider-Man questions, I'm sorry. We don't know anything.
I'm kind of... Good thing Javi isn't here, because I'm going to say I'm really burnt out on Spider-Man.
They got to do, like... They got to do him real well.
It feels like he's been there a lot... Like, he's had something come out, like, yearly.
Yeah. And, like, a couple of origin stories already within short periods of time.
You're right.
So, yeah. Well, the biggest problem is that it's all been on a downward spiral since the original Spider-Man, which is the best comic Marvel, like, superhero comic book movie ever. And we'll probably hold on to that title for all time.
Yeah, I like Spider-Man. I like that he's in gonna be in Avengers. I like, but good God, give the guy a fucking rest.
They can't, or they lose the contract.
I know.
All right, and then last up, if Project NX isn't a new Nintendo console, what do you think it is?
It's a new Nintendo console.
What do you mean if it's not? They specifically said we're working on our next console.
It's new controller again.
So it might,
and it's this.
Maybe it's like a handheld thing. But like, I bet they could do something where it's like a new portable device, but you can just like plug it in.
Actually, how long has the 3DS been out?
3DS has been out. Four years? Like, it just
about,
had an
about
anniversary.
About 2 months, right? About 2 months since the latest iteration?
Yeah. Well, they were releasing newer iterations of the DS after the 3DS came out, so.
Yeah.
It could be a handheld.
Yeah, like, I kind of hope it is a handheld console crossover.
It might be a handheld, considering the time frame.
Like, if they, like, just combine those two markets... Like, I think that could work out pretty well. And then, like, if they just make it, like, super beefy. Like,
I don't think it will, but you say considering the timing, they just released the new Nintendo 3DS to release another handheld. And that basically, they've annualized handhelds if they do that.
Yes,
they
already realize that. But that is completely within the
they already did
of
that.
Nintendo and their handheld market, Ryan.
But
they've released
like a new twist on the same thing.
How many versions of the Game Boy Micro or Game Boy SP has come out, or the Game Boy Advance?
Right. No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is,
and how close did they come out?
The new 3DS is a console which has games made specifically for it that can't be played on any other 3DS system.
Right, so which is the same as the DSi. The DSi came out after the fucking 3DS was announced, and then the big DSi came out right at the same time.
Right, but there was more than a year between like a system that can't play that's
and you're right, Ryan. New. There's going to be more than a year. The NX, they're not even going to talk about it till next year.
Right, and I don't think it's going to be a handheld. They said console, I believe they mean a legitimate console.
It could be either, and I think the timing is right for Nintendo to talk about a handheld.
And I also don't think they would have said console if they meant handheld.
It's a Kansas City Shuffle.
Right now, I'm kind of leaning towards it being a handheld now. Mostly because it has been a couple years since the 3DS came out.
We'll find out in a year.
We'll forget this conversation took place.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the questions we got. So, Ryan, do your thing and then close this out because you got both duties this week.
I do. So, if you would like to find us, you can go to GameOverNation.com. You'll find all the past episodes there, plus some other stuff. You can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/gamezerovernation. Or if you want to see our same videos reproduced, you can go to, I don't even know that guy's fucking site. YouTube channel. We've got a plagiarist on our hands, we think, maybe.
Don't be mean about it. We're being civil.
I can say whatever I want. He didn't steal my shit. If you want to, you can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/GameOverNation. Hit us up on Twitter, @GameOverNation. And if you just, if you're tired of typing in Game Over Nation, you can also do
Beerman Brewing.com.
And
Never Not and Gaming.
Never Not Brewing.com, Never Not Gaming.com.
We're taking over any the of internet.
Those. You can pick any one of those. So yeah, nevernotplagiarizing.com. We don't own that yet. So anyway, with that, I guess we are done. That wraps up episode 166 of Game Over Nation, and we'll see you guys next week, hopefully.
Yay! Yay!
Knack was a good game.